me and one of my good friends, I'll call him Jesse, would go on camping trips once or twice a year. We used to more when we were roommates in college, but we both work full-time now. Jesse was the one who actually got me into camping, having done it his whole life. I hadn't even been camping once before I met him. This happened 2 years ago, on one of our yearly camping trips that we went on in the summer. To specify, we didn't go far out or anything. We basically went down a trail, maybe 2 hours out, then set up our tents and everything. The whole point of it was to camp, not to hike, and usually for around 4 to 5 days. When we got to a good spot, Jesse and I put everything together and relaxed. The next 3 days were just as you'd expect. We sat at the campfire and had some drinks and just talked. We went for some walks and played some board games as well, but to sum it all up, we really just relaxed. I mean, that was the whole point of it anyway. On the fourth day, we agreed to wrap it up and head back the next morning. As the sun was starting to set, we prepared to get the campfire going again. Jesse said he'd go for a short walk and collect some dry sticks, and he asked me to get the food out and prep it for cooking. I did as he said, but as the sun faded out, Jesse still wasn't back. It had been maybe 30 minutes, which wasn't a long time for a walk, but it was a long time to be collecting sticks. I figured he must have meant he was going for a walk just to walk, and not necessarily for the sticks. I waited another 30 minutes. The sun was now fully set, and it was getting really dark. I had turned on our heavy lamp for a light source, but I knew it would run out of batteries if I left it on too long. I was getting really worried about Jesse. He was the one who was experienced in everything, so it just didn't make sense for him to get lost like this. I figured it best to at least start the fire so that if he was lost, maybe he'd see the flame and find his way back. I took the lamp and collected a bundle of sticks and started the fire with some matches. By the 2 hour mark, I was really losing it. I didn't know what to do. I was trying to decide between looking for him or going back and calling for help or just staying put. Every scenario was running through my head. What if he'd gotten hurt and wasn't far away? Then looking for him would make sense. But if he was far away, then me getting lost would only burden everything more. 2 hours and 30 minutes after I'd last seen Jesse, and 2 hours after nightfall, I heard a gunshot. It was far off, somewhat in the direction Jesse went in. But what really scared me about it was that neither of us had brought a gun. I stood up and paced around the campsite for a minute before grabbing the lamp and going out to try and find him. It didn't take long before I heard steady footsteps running toward me. My hand was trembling, holding up the lamp, but the light only reached a few feet ahead. I saw a figure getting closer, and I barely recognized them to be Jesse. His eyes were wide open, and he looked horrified. I'd never seen anyone's expression be that visibly scared before. He told me in a sharp, hushed voice that we needed to leave right now. We ran back to the camp and got our backpacks, but left the rest behind. I questioned him, but he refused to answer until we made it out of the woods. He said someone else was there and approached him on his walk. They held him at gunpoint, making him be quiet and follow them somewhere. Before they reached wherever it was they were taking him, Jesse tried for his escape, and that's when I found him running. That's all he told me, and ever has told me, every time I ask. I can tell he's purposefully leaving out some important details, but he still refuses to share them. One he specifically leaves out is the gunshot. He never mentioned it. Personally, I know Jesse is a capable guy, and it wouldn't be far off to assume he tried to overpower the man holding him up. Maybe he got the gun away from him and did what he had to do to escape. It would explain Jesse's traumatized state and why the man didn't chase him. I don't know what happened back there, but ever since, Jesse hasn't wanted to go camping again. Honestly, neither do I, but I just wish I could know the truth about what went down that night. I do a lot of small camping adventures throughout the year. I try to keep these adventures under 3 days long so that I could do them on the weekend and only have to take a day or two off from work. This was just another camping trip of mine that I'd set to go on one weekend in the middle of April. My plan, so to speak, was to hike an estimated 5 hours up to a small lake and set my camp right next to it, then stay a few nights before going back. On the morning of, I drove out there and started the hike at 8 a.m. This lake didn't have any trails leading to it, which was part of the reason I chose to hike there. It was only a 5-hour walk, so getting lost wasn't too concerning, and I wouldn't have to share my experience alongside a bunch of random people who also wanted to go camping at the same spot. 4 hours into walking, though, I thought I saw someone. I was just spacing out when I saw something far ahead rush past my view. I froze in place, trying to see what or who it was and where they had gone, but there was no more movement. I wasn't looking directly at it when it happened, so I didn't have a clear enough view to know for sure that it was a person, but I paid more attention for the final hour of the hike. When I reached the lake, I was taken back by its beauty. It was the perfect place to catch a break. I didn't spend long finding a spot to set up camp, being in the trees just off to the side of the lake. Almost as soon as I did, though, I saw someone. This time for sure. They were on the other side of the lake, walking around by the trees. They had no backpack or anything. They were just walking. I looked around for their campsite, but didn't see anything at all. After a minute, they walked into the forest and didn't come back. This definitely put me in a slightly nervous mood, knowing someone else was out here at a remote lake and making me wonder if I really did see a person before while I was walking. I chose to spend the rest of the evening at my campsite, and come nightfall, I started up a fire. I kept it small to not draw too much attention. It had been almost 4 hours since I seen the person, but I was still nervous. I heated up some food and ate, then took a book out to pass the time. I got through a few pages, but I couldn't ignore this feeling like I was being watched. I knew it had to be my brain being paranoid because of earlier, but after a few minutes, I couldn't even get myself to read anymore. I put the book down and packed my stuff in the tent, preparing to go to bed. Right before I put out the fire, I did one last look around. About 15 yards away, there was someone standing. Although it was really dark, I knew they were watching me. They stood still, not moving or anything, and we both just stared at each other through the dark forest. We must have been like that for a whole minute when the person started backing up. They still faced me, but walked back into the trees until they were submerged in the darkness. I was physically shaking. What were they doing, and were they going to come back? I built the campfire larger and stayed up through the entire night. At the break of dawn, I packed everything up and moved quickly, making my way back. There wasn't a bone in my body that wanted to stay there a second longer. During my hike back, I swear I heard footsteps far behind me on multiple occasions. Even now, thinking back on it, I can feel my body tense from the fear I experienced on that trip. I don't know what that person wanted, who they were, or what they were doing out there, but based on how they were stalking me, it couldn't have been good. If I had stayed there another night, or had gone to bed in the tent, I'm almost positive I wouldn't be here today. I was on a camping trail in the northern Appalachians, I believe 5 years ago now. It wasn't anything special, just some new trail I was going along. I'd done many trails on this mountain range before, and was confident in camping and hiking them. Based on my research beforehand, I planned to be on trail for 3 days, camping the 2 nights. The first portion was a decently beaten path, but the further out I got, the less apparent the path became. I continued still, until a few things caught my attention and I started to wonder if I was even on the right path anymore. I checked my map and compass, as well as some directional notes I made on my phone when I was researching. After looking into it, I was 90% sure I was on a different path. However, the map showed no alternative paths on the route, so I was really unsure where I was. I turned around and followed the path back to try and get on the right trail again, but it was starting to get dark and I was worried that I'd venture off and get further lost. So, I set up camp where I was. I didn't go through the effort of doing a full setup. I just put down my tent and that was about it. I bundled up in my sleeping bag and fell fast asleep. A few hours into the night, I woke up. To the best of my knowledge, it was for no other reason than having to use the bathroom. But when I unzipped the tent and went out to the trees, I noticed a glow in the distance. An unmistakable flickering glow of a campfire. My first thought was maybe someone had coincidentally followed the wrong path as well, but as I thought it over, I realized the chances of that were extremely low. It was also around 2 a.m. so having a fire going in the middle of the night like this was very unusual. I knew I wouldn't be able to sleep knowing someone was nearby, and I wouldn't feel safe unless I knew they were just fellow campers. My big idea was to start a fire of my own, hopefully showing them that I was nearby if they didn't already know, and if they were planning something, then it would show them that I was awake and aware. I burned up a flame big enough for them to see, but only a minute or two later, they put their fire out. My face went numb. There was no way this was a coincidence too. I waited the night out, checking frequently for any sign of whoever was out there, but there was nothing else. In the morning, I rolled up my tent and got my gear ready, but my curiosity got the best of me. If they were just campers, maybe they'd know the way back too. I had my handgun holstered to my chest just in case, and I approached the site. It was empty, but there were clear signs of a fire. There were also multiple shoe prints all around, and not far off, a small hut, or maybe a cabin, not something temporary. I approached with caution and looked inside the open door. The place was old and musty smelling, but inside, there was tons of camping gear. Tents, hiking sticks, bags, everything a camper or hiker would need. Expensive gear too, not just some cheap junk. The way it was piled up though, It didn't seem like it was from one person, or even from one time frame. Some of this stuff was new, and some of it was older. I turned away and started quickly going back. By some miracle, I happened to stumble by a boulder that I remembered passing on my way up, and from there, I found my way to the right path. I took it back to the way I came and got out ASAP. I notified the police just in case, but nothing came of it. I don't think they ever searched the area, but I think whoever was out there was stealing people's camping equipment by getting them to go off the main path. I don't know how they did it, or if anyone who fell victim was able to make it out, but I think I was extremely close to finding out firsthand.